Fox was telling us that coaching staff is going to take some time over the weekend to do some self-scouting and make sure you guys are on the right track when you get back. From your point of view, where do you feel like you guys really need to get after when you get back?
I feel like for the most part of the season, we've been doing the right things. We just got to, you know, refine some of our techniques and things and just, you know, finish better.
Well,
I felt like we had a slow start. You know, they came out and they was able to drive the field and they got a quick score on us in that first quarter. And I felt like in the second half we answered back and turned it around a little bit. But I think we just I don't know if we took a step back. We just didn't start as strong as we usually did, and we just need to, you know, like I said, just come in and finish. We need to finish out plays and finish out games.
When you as linebackers here let it flow, what does that mean to you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
When you guys as linebackers here let it flow, what does that mean to you?
Just letting it loose and just, you know, going out and playing, you know. You know, linebacker, you kind of just got to have a feel for what's going on in the game and be able to read and just react, you know.
That's what Coach was saying. I mean, one of the things he really wants is for you guys to play aggressively, but also have your preparation time to speak for itself. Do you feel like each week you're able to play with the knowledge gathered throughout the week in practice to be ready to let it flow, as Coach says?
Yeah, I feel for the most part we do a good job of preparing. I just feel like some stuff that, you know, that can hurt is just, you know, just not playing to our techniques out all times. Like, we just got to, you know, like I said before, we have to finish plays out, and we got to be more, I want to say, more aggressive at what we got to do, you know.
What did you learn from your first time as a play caller that you can take moving forward until Shea's back?
Oh, what I learned by being a play caller? You know, well, communication is just important. You know, everybody's got to be on the same page. You know, one person don't get a call or don't get a change call. You know, a big play can happen. But, you know, just learning how to be on the same page with everybody else, you know.
Did you feel like there were instances Sunday where maybe guys didn't get a call and that impacted you negatively? Is there any specific examples you can
think of? I don't think, not that I know of. I think everybody was able to get the calls and play out what they had to play. I know Kansas City game, when I got in there, there was a little miscommunication sometimes, but I think it was a lot better this game. I don't think anybody was having any busted plays or anything.
How big of an adjustment has it been for you personally to put that on your plate now in addition to everything else?
You know, it's a big adjustment. You know, a lot of guys, the guys are depending on you to, you know, to give them the calls and get them lined up. But, you know, I had a good weekend in practice, you know, preparing for that role. And I think for the most part I did a pretty good job. You know, you just got to be more locked in with everybody and be able to communicate with them all.
Anything surprise you about that role? Maybe you have to communicate with certain people that you weren't expecting to?
The only thing about when it gets loud and they come out fast, you got to kind of – sometimes you don't get the call, so you got to kind of figure out what you got to call, because the coach is still trying to give you the play. So sometimes I had to, like, call some – so in like a nickel defense or a base defense, but it worked out. But you know, just got to be able to react quick.
A couple more.
You were here last year. What has Purnell's influence been in terms of changing the culture?
Oh, he's been great so far. I feel like he's changing the whole, the past couple of years. You know, it's kind of been down on defense. You know, the Bears historically, you know, has been known for defense, and I feel like he's done a good job coming in here trying to bring that culture back. He's an energetic guy, and he's always in the huddle, you know, getting us pumped up and getting us ready to play. We depend on him a lot out there, so he's been great so far.
And the fact that, I mean, he doesn't mess around, does that seriousness
translate? Oh, it does. You know, he's a serious guy, but there's times, you know, he will joke around and, you know, play around too, but when the lights come on and we're ready to go, he's focused, and he does a good job of getting us ready too.